small businesses have suffered during the COVID pandemic, especially craft-based businesses and direct sales that, in a normal year, rely on gift and craft shows to reach out to new customers and boost their sales. It's how companies like Liz Gorzo's Holland Marsh Food Market let people know more about its food box program, its new commercial kitchen providing ready-cooked foods, its holiday gift baskets and bags, and how crafters like Paula Conceição, whose rumor crocheting has a following on Facebook, overcome the challenge of reaching out to new customers beyond a circle of family and friends. That's one reason why the holiday market, held Saturday at Green Valley Alliance Church, was so successful, and so welcome. Held in the newly renovated church hall, the market followed COVID protocols while welcoming shoppers for an in-person shopping experience featuring local artisans and entrepreneurs. "It's so nice to be in person with people," said organizer Sherry Goss, who had her own Norwex Canada premium microfiber and sustainable cleaning product booth at the market. Not only was the holiday market a boon to small businesses that have been struggling over the past 2 years, and an opportunity to do some early Christmas shopping, it was also a fundraiser. All proceeds from the market were earmarked for True North Aboriginal Partnership, to assist the people of the remote First Nations community of Mishkigogaming. "It's win-win-win," said Goss. Jessica Crossan, Epicure representative, also had a fundraiser underway. Not only was she helping people get good food on the table, real fast, with Epicure's meal solutions and baking mixes, she invited shoppers to sponsor a family registered with the Helping Hand Food Bank. A $25 donation provided each family with an Epicure weeknight dinner meal kit, including 5 meal fixings plus desserts, and a $10 gift card. "We're at 32 sponsored families. My goal is 40, Crossan said, noting that her goal was also to become more successful, so I can give away more. "Fundraisers are part of why I did this in the first place." Participants at the market ranged in age from retirees, to moms working at home with the help of their children, to school-age kids. 10-year-old Layla launched Active Minds Activity Center last year, selling fidget games and toys as a way of helping kids deal with the stress of COVID lockdowns and closures. "She got into it because of the pandemic, because fidgets relieve stress," explained mom Shaheen, who manned the booth while Layla was at dance class. "She wanted a business. With the advice and support of her grandfather, who had experience running a dollar store, and a loan from her dad, Layla started her business on Facebook and Instagram." At the holiday market, Shaheen not only did a steady business, selling fidgets, but handed out her daughter's business cards, introducing a whole range of new shoppers to the dreams of a young entrepreneur. Crocheted dolls, fidget toys, healthy food options, soy candles, color street nails, sweetlegs leggings, jewelry by Origami Owl and Stella and Dot. The market had something for every budget, and every Christmas list.